No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm in here with one of the hardest out, one of the freshest young rappers in the game.
Okay.
Anna Lee Chopper.
Live in effect.
Live in effect. How you feeling, man?
I feel great, you know.
You had a nice Rolling Loud weekend?
Hey, yeah, she was lit. No cap.
Yeah, good time. What was the reaction like? You loving this whole festival life? Because that's really what it is nowadays. If you're a popping rapper, you're just doing all these festivals,
man.
Huh?
Man, hell yeah. The crowd be going dumb, you know. They went stupid for me. Like, I ain't gonna lie, my mic was delayed yesterday, so like,
oh,
I couldn't even just use my mic.
The disrespect.
I don't know what was wrong with it. I ain't say nothing about it. I just kept performing. I don't think nobody even noticed. Like, this how I turned.
I don't know what it is. You figured out some kind of cheat code for like energetic ass music, because you got so many songs that it's like other rappers play those songs during their sets.
Yeah.
That's when you know your song is lit.
Yeah, no cap. And I ain't gonna lie, it's like my unreleased shit. Man, that shit's coming.
Really?
Man, way harder.
Because I feel like you've been going in a little bit of a different direction with your shit, where before it was more just straight, hard street shit, and then your last couple videos on YouTube have been a little bit more melodic and shit.
Yeah, because I always been like the type of person to like use music as a way of therapy. So like I always use it to express how I feel.
Mm.
So the hype music will put me on, you know, but like I really like to make, you know what I'm saying, the music that hit the soul, honestly. But like, I got a lot of them songs, and like a lot of people, a lot of people ain't heard them yet, and they way, like, to me, it's way better, cause like it's stuff you can listen to on a regular basis, like, cause it's not too loud, you know, you chill, you vibe.
But are you thinking about that cause you're famous now? You're thinking like, damn, I want to make something that maybe the little kids can enjoy without having to necessarily hear all this gun talk and all this crazy shit.
Nah, not that type of music. I ain't making no kids bop shit. I'm still on the same shit.
But you got the young kids. They love you so much. You sure you don't want to give them like one song that they can play in school?
I mean.
He's like, fuck those kids.
Nah, it ain't even that. It ain't even that. It's just like, I mean, why do it? Then I'm going to go back to rapping about the same shit I've been rapping. You know?
That's true.
It's just, I say. The way you do that, like with kids and stuff, you do stuff outside of rap to benefit them. Like I got my own library, named that to me. I started a reading challenge for kids in Memphis.
Really?
Yeah, I do stuff like that. Like music, you know, music is music, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's gonna change. But like, you know what I'm saying, it's all about just being up for the kids and telling them what's up.
Right. What music were you surrounded by as a kid? Because you seem like you have a very strong family unit. I see you with your family a lot. What was the exposure, both in terms of like rap, and then also were they playing like the classics too? I told you they'd be stomping around up there.
Damn. I'm all fucking up there.
There was a guy outside Rolling Loud that was like, who's playing in there? And there's like, all that's doing. I'm like, the Temptations. And he's like, shut the fuck up. It's so bad. But yeah, so what was the musical pedigree like when you were coming up?
Really, I don't really just remember my parents really just emphasizing a certain type of music on me. But like, I do remember my pops, he always liked Tupac.
Mm.
My mom, music just never her really concerned. But like,
really?
But like with my grandma and stuff, like when we had like little kickbacks with my grandma, this when I got like a lot of reggae feel, the Jamaican feel, cause my grandma, she was born and raised in Jamaica.
Okay.
My mama, she was born in Jamaica too. But my grandma, like she, when we would go to the cookouts or some shit, play like the little Jamaican music.
Right.
I was like, damn, I fuck with this shit.
Okay, so you're the first generation that was born in America here? Like out of your family? Because your mom was born there as well?
I mean, shit, no, because, like, my dad.
Oh, okay, your dad's from here?
My dad, and then my dad, he from here.
How'd they end up making the move to America? You even know?
Mom, how y'all end up making the move to America? Shit. I just know they moved to Chicago. I don't know.
I'm going
to
catch up with
her. I don't know
later.
Who the fuck would think about that, just being Jamaican. Like, hey, I'm finna move to Chicago.
Right, that's crazy. Like, it's got to be weird. An interesting story. You got to make sure you get those stories out of your mom.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go.
Running from someone, wasn't it?
But, running from someone. But so that's really interesting to me, just because like a lot of the dudes I know who are like first generation Jamaicans and shit, they just have a very like still strong connection to that culture and shit. But you haven't been there since you were a kid, you said?
Nah, I go there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I go there a lot.
You must be famous as fuck there now.
I mean, when I go to the resorts and shit. Type shit.
These days.
Cooling. Like, I just be at the resorts. Or, like, when I go to family, I visit, like, family in Kingston. And, like, family. Like, family-wise, yeah. Like, my family out there fucking me.
Right. Have you thought about booking shows out there and shit? Because it would probably be crazy for you to just go out there.
I don't even think a lot of people in Jamaica just know that I'm Jamaican.
Right.
I think a lot of people don't know I'm Jamaican. Like.
But the shots of flow is like you kind of got that just made me assume from the beginning.
Yeah, but then a lot of people think I'm Mexican because I'd be like, I'm baby Mexico.
Oh, right.
But I say that because some hood shit.
So many rappers say that shit. Like Young Scooter is one of my favorite rappers. He's always been talking about Lil Mexico.
Yeah, Lil Mexico. Yeah.
I love that shit. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I just like that.
It's like some hood shit, some trap shit.
Some Migos shit.
Yeah, some Migos shit.
Like we say Migos and we don't even think about the fact that that's some Spanish shit.
Yeah.
Because they've been around long enough.
So
that's crazy. Hey guys, quick word from our sponsor, Eagle Energy. That's right, we're sponsored by Eagle Energy, available at myeagle.energy. Use promo code NOJUMPER22. This is a caffeine inhaler pen. I know it might look like some sort of jewel device, but in reality, this is a great substitute for a cup of coffee or a Red Bull or whatever it might be. So head on over to myeagle.energy and use promo code NOJUMPER22 for 22% off. I swear to God, this is the move. Back to the content. So when did you get interested in music though? Like what actually made you decide that you were interested in taking this on?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, it was like my first song I had recorded and wrote. Like when I dropped it, this bitch was going viral. Like I said this the other day, this bitch had like 4,000 views in one day on the audio, like coming up. Like on the audio, 4,000 views in one day. Boy, nigga, you was the shit. Like, that was a lie. Because the second day, it's going to down there be 8,000. Then the third day, it's going to keep building up. So you was like, when I did that, I was like, damn. Like, before I blew, my first song got dropped was at like 100K. So, like, I was already, like, pretty much, like, you know what I'm saying?
If you can get 100K on a song, you already know you got something
on,
going.
On the audio.
Oh, yeah, not especially, yeah.
It was crazy.
Because did you realize like that the video stuff was going to be a big part of it in terms of just putting that whole imagery out there?
Man, I ain't realized at first. Like I was like, damn. I started to realize. I was like, man, I'm just dropping audios. Like, man, I need to get in the videos. Because I was like thinking like, if I would have dropped these shits with videos, bro, I would have been out of here. Because I was getting audios on SoundCloud. I had another audio on SoundCloud. It was like 150K on one audio. Then on YouTube, I had one 50K, and then another one 50K. I'm like, damn, bro. If I had a video with these, bro, like these would have probably tripled 300, 400K.
Because that's like the biggest form of promotion, and that's what people want to see. They want to see what your environment is like.
They want to see how you come. They want to see what you look like. Because look, if you ain't got an image for rap, it don't matter how hard you is, you're not going to get on. You got to have an image.
It's a lot more challenging if you don't got the look, you know? And especially with you and the dancing, that's like a huge part of the, from the beginning, people like, I don't know, dancing is just huge these days.
And then it's like, that's what it is now, because like back in the day, you didn't really have social media. Now, everybody, you know what I'm saying, got to be seen. You got to be seen. People got to know who you is. They got to know your face.
But does that come naturally to you to just be wilding out on your Instagram story and just going crazy all the time?
Yeah, that's just how it be.
Because you grew up with it.
Yeah, that's just how I act. But I ain't gonna lie, if you really hang with me, you realize like I'm really chill. Like I'm way more chill. Like, I don't need be hype and shit.
Really?
You know, I get high, start joking. Like, I'm funny as hell. Like I joke and shit. But really, I just be cool and I just be wanting to chill out.
Yeah, because I mean, people might listen to your music and assume that you're really like trying to get in a fight every day or trying to be on some crazy ass shit. Is that kind of like a different side of your personality that comes out in the music?
I ain't gonna lie, that personality only come out like when I'm mad. Like, as long as I'm cool, like, I ain't gonna lie, I've been stress free since I started smoking weed. I ain't gonna care. Like,
when did you start smoking?
I used to try to smoke weed before I blew up. Like, I think I was too young to really do the shit. I was about 14, 15 trying to smoke. I tried to do it.
Bad weed, probably.
Nah, it wasn't dead. It was just like I couldn't handle it. Like I was trying to smoke, and then I remember I was like 15. I faced the whole blunt. Mm. Like nigga was tripping. I forgot how to breathe. Like okay, I forgot how to breathe, and I was done smoking after that. When I forgot how to breathe, so I said, "Fuck this shit."
Yeah. I feel like everybody has that time period where they're not really used to getting high. Like, I remember when I first moved to California, this was like 11 years ago, I was just smoking really, really good weed for the first time in my life, over and over blunts all day. And it was like every night I was going to sleep way too high. And now when I think about it, I can smoke the exact same amount of weed and I'm chilling. It's like you have to get past that.
But like, Pete, this was funny though, because like when I had got out, when I was on probation, I was like, man. No, I'm finna start smoking, you know. I said, you know, I don't wanna pop a Percocet. I wanna do something natural, you know. I wanna smoke, it's natural, you know, you grow the weed, you know. Yeah. I wanna smoke. So when I get out of probation, I said, I'm gonna smoke. I'm gonna try to start back smoking, see what happened to me now. Like, see how it fucked with me. So I started back smoking, I'm smoking. No, cool, and I was cool. You know what I'm saying? I was hype as hell at first, and then like as I started smoking, like getting waking up smoking, I started like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like just cool. I'm like a lot of shit don't bother me. I don't even see myself with the shit when I'm high. Like I don't like if somebody could walk up to me and call me a bitch when I'm high. I'm like, damn, what's up with you? Like, what the hell was up with you, homie? Like.
Yeah, whereas think about other drugs. People who are like amped up on like uppers, like coke or meth or whatever. Yeah. If somebody walks up to them and says, "Hey, fuck you,"
yeah,
it's probably going down.
Yeah, it's over with. Nigga eating your face off and shit. No, you see niggas chewing niggas' face off and shit off drugs and shit.
Weed, you don't really have that problem.
Okay.
is the issue because like, do you find yourself going in the direction of making music that's a little bit more chill, cool, melodic, etc.? Because your early stuff was when you were not rich and famous.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, this the type of music that I've been trying to establish. Like, you know, I go through depression. Like I be dealing with depression sometimes. So I wanna make music, you know what I'm saying, to help people, you know, like move people mentally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To leave an impact on their life. You know, like I got the hype music. I got that. I can do that. I want to be able to be like, you know, I want to be able to be there for a kid. Like, since I can't actually be there, like, I want my music to touch them. Like, like my hype music, when they hype, you know, they hype. They fuck with it when they up. But when they down, I want to establish their music that they can rock with me.
Right.
When I'm down, I feel like this when I'm going to be able to establish a relationship with my fans. Because, like, I'm with them with they high and they low, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I'm trying to conquer, like, because I feel like I'm bigger than that rap shit. Like, fuck that shit. It's like, I feel like I can leave an impact.
Yeah, you feel like I can do something. You're going to be around for a long time, and it's like eventually you're going to go in a lot of different directions musically.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of young rappers can't see that is the ultimate goal, is to stay with this shit and to be able to sort of transcend the music of the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So you gotta know that.
When you were talking about like the perk thing in comparison to weed or whatever, do you feel like when you look at the young people that you grew up around and stuff, that that's a real serious issue? Because we lost a lot of rappers with the whole pill thing and everything. Do you feel like it's an issue with the young kids these days?
Yeah, I feel like it is, because it's like a lot of people, they'll tell them to do it or tell them what to do with it, but they wouldn't tell them like the safeties with it. Like a lot of people not being like considerate, and not being like me, I'm always being considerate, because me, I can be a damn about me. You hear me? I want to make sure you straight. You hear me? If I'm giving you something, I'm gonna make sure you're straight. Like a lot of people not making sure that, like, these niggas pills be real, bro. They niggas getting fake pills.
And that shit'll kill you first go.
Yeah, for sure. Niggas ain't telling niggas how to tell if they pill real or not. Niggas ain't just looking out, you know. Or niggas ain't, bro, you gotta, niggas buying one pill or something, bro, you need all of them, you hear me? You need all of them. You need every single one of them. You don't, you hear me? You just gotta, niggas not doing shit right.
Yeah.
People just not putting niggas on games about shit right.
Right.
Like me personally, I just be cool. I just try to stay away from them as much as I can. Whenever, if I slip up on one, I might take one. Fuck.
When you got into it as a kid, though, like, what was your impression of it? Like, there was a whole conversation going about the fact that Juice WRLD told Future, you made me want to fuck with Lean when I was really young. And then Future was like, damn, like he was thinking about that and feeling bad about that, because he's like, damn, how many young ass kids did I influence to fuck with drugs?
Man, what the question is? Like, I lost this shit. No,
shit. My question is just like, what influenced you to even think of doing any kind of drugs as a young person? And do you think about that in terms of like your influence on all these young kids?
Like I've never been a type to just get influenced. Mm. Like if I ever did something, it's like out the strength of I want to try something. Mm. Like, yeah, I see somebody do it and they'll probably make me want to do it. But I can't be like, oh, I want to do it because he want to do it. You hear me? I'm going to do it because I want to see how it's going to make me feel. You know, I don't give a fuck about what he got going on. You hear me? I'm doing it for me. I'm trying to see, you hear me, what it's going to do to me. Like, I've never been the type of been influenced. Like, if I do something, it's like for me. Like, so all the stuff I done tried, like, it ain't been because of other people. It's just been like, you know, nigga go through shit. You got to realize a lot of people go through shit. Niggas, some people don't know how to cope with their shit. And a lot of African-Americans don't know how to cope with their shit. A lot of Caucasians don't know how to cope with their shit.
Facts.
But like, I ain't gonna lie. So they look to, you know, people look to drugs. Some people look to therapy. You know, people handle their shit different ways. But you can't blame them people because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? They doing that shit for a reason.
And I mean, we all know that like young people are going to fuck with drugs. They're going to experiment with them. I think that the best thing that we could do is just be honest about it. Try to tell people like what the facts are in terms of how to take care of yourself and everything. You could tell, like I could tell our fans, don't do drugs, because I went through a period in time in my life where I did a whole bunch of drugs. Yeah. And now I know that I don't want to do drugs anymore and I haven't done them in years. But I mean, I recognize that a lot of young people out there are going to have to hear like a balanced, fair perspective on it, because they're going to want to find out what a perk or a Xan feels like before they decide whether they're into it or not.
Yeah. Shit. And I'm a real nigga. I'm telling nigga what's up. They asked me about a drug, asked me something, telling me what not to take, you know what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just advise you not to take shit at all.
The most disturbing thing I've seen is the shit where, like, kids would be taking 10 of them, 10 perks or 10 fucking E-pills or whatever. They're taking crazy-ass amount of drugs. They just do it, like, to go viral. I'm like, that's scary. You're going to die for real.
My some dumb ass shit. That shit dumb.
Yeah. That's like the craziest thing I could imagine. You single right now?
Yeah. I'm fucking plenty of hoes. Basically, crew.
You're from are you new to that? You have a girl like the whole time you were blowing up?
My hell yeah.
Shit done changed.
Why, bro? Why, bro? Yeah, I had a girl out through like while I was blowing up. Yeah.
Right. And she still got a couple of tattoos.
Yeah.
Those ain't going anywhere.
Girl, I don't know, bro. I don't care what you did.
Yeah. Are you just happy to be out of the relationship, or is there a part of you that sort of misses having that stability?
Nah, I like, I'm happy. I like to be free.
Right.
I just like to, you know what I'm saying, do me now. I've been way, you know, I've been in my bag. You know?
You got all these famous chicks who are probably trying to talk to you now. Or are you still going back to the block?
Ooh. Man, it's on my list. I ain't gonna lie, for it's some fine females there.
I mean, when you were with your girl, were you getting DMs from Kardashians and just like trying to be like, no, I'm gonna be a good guy, I'm gonna ignore that?
Yeah.
You were a good guy.
In the beginning.
At first.
Until somebody, like, I'm the type of nigga, once you cross me, fool, it's like a grudge I hold on you that I don't even do it on purpose, fool. Like, I swear to God. Like, in my mind, I forgave you, but, like, fool, it's a grudge. It's just something, fool. Like, you just can't come back from it. No way.
Any type
of
lying.
And I'm just treat you different.
Any type of lying or deception, is it like enough to qualify? I was like, you just can't trust with the trust the person anymore.
It just be fucking. But like, it's just like it be fucking in your head. But like, it just be like, now how do I find a way to distance myself away from this person? It'd be like that.
Especially when you're young, man, you need life experience before you can make the decision about who you want to spend all your time with.
Yeah, niggas just bullshitting on some young shit. Do what it will. Bullshitting.
But you guys were together before you blew up, so it's kind of like you guys might have been on more equal.
Nah.
And then all of a sudden you're up here. And everything changes.
I had got with her like right when I had like start like blowing up.
Right. I mean, sometimes you want that stability. Everything's changing in your life.
And then I said I bullshit it on some drunk ass shit.
On some drunk ass shit?
Yeah, this is just some fun, like a little some Memphis shit.
Oh, okay.
It's just saying like I'm just bullshit.
Right. Okay, I got you. Let me ask you this. Were you always aware of the Grape Street thing since you were young, or when did you realize that that was something you wanted to be involved with?
Like, I always been aware of, like, gangs. Like, gangs just in general. Like, I always wanted to, like, be a part of, like, the Crips.
Right.
Like, I remember, like, we was in East Memphis. I got into it with my neighbor. I told this story. And I got into it with my neighbor. Because, like, me, I never wanted to be a follower. I always wanted to be a leader. Mm. Like, I always wanted to be, like, go my own way, you know. And he, one day he walked outside, and he had just a red rag in his hand. He was like, and he looked at me, he was like, I'm a blood. And I looked at him, I said, well, I'm a Crip. and then it was like a type of, like, a little beef between us. We were like, fight, always fighting stuff. And I damn it, I tell him, you ask my mama, I chase his ass around the neighborhood with a brick. me and my boy, we were thugging, but he my nigga though. But it was just stuff like that. Like, I always been a war.
Right. Always been a war. Yeah. So you just knew dudes who were associated with it from a young age, or you put yourself on?
You say what?
You put yourself on, or you fucking just knew some Grape Street dudes in the neighborhood, or what?
I knew a lot of Grapes, you know, a lot of my friends that was Grape Street, like a lot of my niggas was Grape Street.
Because I remember being confused when Block Boy came out, and I was like, God damn, they got Grape Street dudes in Memphis? I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm used to it.
Man, it's deep.
Yeah.
It's deep in Memphis.
That's crazy.
It's deep as hell in Memphis.
Did you know Block Boy before you blew up?
Yeah, hey, that was my nigga.
Oh, really? Okay.
They were my nigga. Like, we used to stay having, like, I ain't never know him personally, but like me, like, before I blew, I already had a little buzz. Like, so I was already kind of like, I had like 40K followers before I blew with 30K.
Okay.
And I used to always fuck with Block. Like, I used to always roast him, like, check him and shit.
Okay.
Come on his live and check the shit out of him.
He's a fun guy to roast.
Yeah, he funny, yeah.
Because he'll roll with it.
He'll
you
go
can just
all day.
Say whatever you want to him, and he's just going to laugh at
yeah,
you
no
and
cap.
Say some shit back.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him.
So, yeah, I established my relationship with, like, Block early. That was, like, my big bro, like, from the beginning. That's why, like, he was the first feature I did, like, when I blew up.
Oh, really? That was the first one you ever did?
Chop Block.
I seen Gotti in that video, and I started thinking. I'm like,
yeah.
Damn, fucking Chop is the only dude out of Memphis, pretty much, besides Dolph and them, who didn't end up signing to Gotti.
Yeah.
Was there a conversation? I'm sure there was a conversation.
Man, nah, it was just like, you talking about a conversation with me signing?
Yeah, because I'm sure he wanted you on the team.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was just like, on some shit like, me, I was just wanting to like, I was just in that process, it was a lot of shit going on. Like, a lot of labels were hitting me at that point.
I believe it.
Like, every label, like, every single label was hitting me. And we was just trying to, and my team, like, me, I ain't want nobody fucking me over. I ain't getting no manager. You hear me? I ain't getting none of that. I kept it with the family. I told my mama, I made sure my mama, like, before I blew, I was doing all this shit independently, like, scraping up my own, trying to get my money for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Real deal, hitting leagues, getting this shit, like, doing this shit just to buy studio sets and stuff. But, like, I swear to God, when I blew food, like, I told my mama, I'm like, Mom, like, these people want to fly me out. I said, I'm going to need you to real deal, like, just, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with me. Just pause what you're doing real fast. Cause, you know, she got her own business.
Right.
I'm like, just pause what you're doing real fast. Just come fuck with me real fast. Like, just, you know what I'm saying?
And so she never thought she would be working in the music business.
She never thought. She ain't know. My Deuce ain't no shit.
I'm a rap manager. Yeah.
And then mama already low-key slow. Man, what? She ain't know nothing. Me and mama was looking dumb as hell.
That's crazy, though, because, like, okay, when I was working with Lil Pump and he starts blowing up at 16, it was never a consideration that he would bring his mom on tour with him and stuff like that. That's interesting that you have such
you
a strong family.
Yeah, you got to keep it close. Like, you got to, like, I made sure that because, like, That's why a lot of people getting fucked over. You, bro, it's, if somebody fuck you over, they got your best interest, fool. Like, that shit's rare. Mm. Like, you know what? That shit don't happen because if they got your best interest, they not going to fuck you over. So, mm-hmm. you know, so like, I kept that shit in the family, made sure that even though I knew the light, you know what I'm saying? This my mama. It's going to be mama at the end of the day, so it ain't going to be all just sweet because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a mama. Mama got rules. You know, I respect mama. I knew that shit, but, like...
That's the problem when you come in the music industry is you literally just, like, can't trust anybody. You have no idea who has your best interest in mind. So to even have one person that you know you can 100% rely on, that's huge.
For sure.
Facts. Okay, so, yeah, one other question I wanted to ask about was... How did you feel when your ex said that YoungBoy was the GOAT? That was a weird way of her getting back at you.
My shit. Everybody got their opinion, shit.
But is
he
that,
make good merch.
Yeah, like you love his music, I would assume. Like, is he somebody that influenced you?
He make good merch. The merch is good. Everybody got their own opinions. Shit. But, like, look. Get what though? Huh. Just a few weeks ago, I was the GOAT.
Right. So what does it really mean?
So who really the GOAT, you know?
But is it weird for you to all of a sudden be even in that conversation when, like, you were, like, a kid, like, a year ago just watching motherfuckers on TV, and now everybody wants to have that conversation, like, who's the hottest, YoungBoy, Kodak, Chopper? Like, you're right up in there in that conversation.
But I swear, it's kind of stressful, fool, because, like, they don't compare me to nobody else, fool. Like, it's great, him and dude, like.
Right.
Know? It's great, though.
But, I mean.
I guess it's a good thing, because, you know, he one of the hottest rappers out.
That's good problems.
I guess it's a good comparison there. Mm. I'm rocking with it, fuck.
Hell yeah. I mean, that's what I've been listening to, so. I've listened to you guys, fucking Juice, Ski Mask, Thug. Gotta listen to Thug.
I ain't never been the type to bump Thug. I want to get into bumping Thug, though.
You got to. Like, he's so weird.
Because everybody keep telling me that. Like, they be telling me I be tripping. I was like, I never bumped Thug. But they was like, his voice is... Everybody be telling me that. Like, his voice is an instrument. Mm. So I want to get into... I want to hear.
That's some real shit. Yeah. Were you a Juice WRLD fan? Did you ever meet him?
Yeah.
Right.
Juice WRLD. I went on tour. Juice WRLD Ski.
Oh, right, yeah. That was super early on, huh?
Yep.
So you got to kick it with him a lot?
Yeah, that nigga a freestyling fool. You could have been on that nigga go 10, 11 minutes.
Easy.
I'm talking about, you know it's not rope. Straight off the top, fluent. Yeah. A fluent freestyler, that's what Juice was.
He gets compared to a lot of people who, like, have songs written for them and shit.
Yeah.
Like, all the shit on his albums was him just going in and doing that.
Freestyle, that's like how nothing. I record.
Oh,
I
you do that
God.
Too, really?
That's exactly how I record.
You don't even punch in that much?
I punch in. Okay. I do punch ins. I freestyle.
I got Juice does too.
But like outside of recording, like when he's just standing here, he can go without punching in fluently. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I ain't never seen nobody do that. But like Lil Snoop and Juice WRLD, all the niggas I done seen you cut on the beat, they can give you a pure freestyle.
That's fluently. Interesting. You knew about Lil Snoop and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're kind of young. That was an early thing you were a fan of.
Oh, yeah, listen to it. I'm just a nigga from the ghetto. I'm in the game and I'm bottling like a mellow.
Right.
That was my nigga.
Rest in peace.
Just bumped the shit out there, my man.
That's crazy.
Goat. He a goat.
We never got to see what he would have accomplished, you know?
Man, what that nigga would have been. Man, what?
That's crazy.
Man, turn.
Yeah. So, can I ask you about this?
Yeah.
What's the status of the Lil Got It beef?
Beef.
Hmm.
I don't be with nobody.
How did that even start up? Was it over a girl?
I don't know. Man, this shit just a little police.
So you don't like talking about that one?
I mean, it's there. I mean, it's out on the internet. It's out for you to see. I mean, shit.
You were beefing with a shower cap on. That was a hard look. A lot of people can't do that.
And I had just get my hair done. No cap.
I was thinking, I'm like, I wonder what he got going on under there.
My shit just got dreaded. And fucked it up.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But yeah.
So it's just not really something you're concerned about?
I don't even know. I don't do nothing to nobody.
Mm.
I'd be cool. I'd be trying to work with. If anything, I'd try to work with you before I diss you.
Really? So you'd be open to that?
Yeah. So I don't know how my Mr. Screwed and shit.
You're a nicer guy than people give you credit for, don't you think?
Yeah, I just be cool. I'm a real nigga, fool. Like, no cap. I'm a real Memphis nigga, fool. You hang around me, bro.
Right.
Like, niggas just be cool. And, like, I fuck with people. Because, like, me, I'm like, it's genuine with me. I fuck with you more than I fuck with me. I fuck with you.
That's funny.
We thugging.
A lot of people probably just assume with the music that you're going to have, like, more of a angry, scary-ass demeanor.
Like I said, that's only when I get mad. Like, that's only something you do something to me. Like, I always been the type. I always been the type. Like, you ask my mama, if it was a fight, if I was always involved in a fight, it was self-defense. Unless it was gang related or something, we jumping somebody or something.
Right.
But if I was involved in a fight, it was self-defense because somebody did something to me. Like, I don't react until somebody doing something to me. Like, I just be cool.
Right. Definitely. I mean, that's the attitude for sure. You don't want to be causing yourself extra problems. Do you feel like you've had to grow up a crazy amount over the course of the past year? Like, I can't even imagine how much shit you've had crammed into your brain that you never had to think about until this year.
I mean, this year, yeah, it's been a hard year because it's been like, because I was already going through shit before all this shit blew. And then, like, with this shit on top of it, you know what I'm saying, it just built on top of it. And it just be... And just be a lot, but I would just be thinking I gotta get through it. You know, like a lot of people, they be like, "Damn, bro, you 17? Well, you just turned 17. How you deal with this shit? How you be like that?" Like, people be like, "I'm way mature." I be like, "Bro, I done been through so much, girl. Like, this shit really, like, I done been through a lot. Like, this shit, but this shit really, I ain't like this. All this label shit is just really just easy. It's just fake. Mm. I know nobody wants your best interest at the end of the day. Like, I just be knowing, I be like, fool, if I was to fall out right now, fool, or if I was to go to jail right now, fool, I wonder how many of these people at the label call me or something.
You don't like, think? Really? That's interesting. You think about that at such a young age.
I think about this shit a lot. And a time when I did get locked up, I swear, I don't think nobody from the label called me.
Really?
Did, ma. Did anybody from the label call me while I got locked up?
Looks like a no.
Nobody from the label called me.
That's interesting because
that shit already happened. I'm thinking about it. That shit already happened.
Yeah.
Like, no count. Like, it'd be like that. That's how it be feel.
But that's interesting because, I mean, a lot of people have that conversation lately about what role should the label really have with the artist when, you know, if the artist is all fucked up on drugs, should the label, is it their responsibility to try to get in there and try to do something?
They don't care. I don't feel like they don't really just be caring sometimes.
Which is weird because even if they don't give a fuck about you, they should want to protect their own investment.
I feel like if they care, like, I feel like a lot of people at the label don't actually, like, really listen to what we saying sometimes.
Mm.
Like, and the lyrics, like, fuck just grooving to the beat, listen to, like, what the artist saying.
Right.
And, like, listen to what he really saying. Like, and like, you make that type of music and you playing for people, and then people that walk up to you and be like, "Hey, I want to tell you, are you good? You need help?" Those are people that's really for you, you know.
Right.
You good? You okay? You need help? No, is everything okay? Them are the people that's really for you.
And they kind of specifically want to sign artists who are talking about crazy shit, guns, gangs, drugs.
Yeah.
You know? The stuff that they should be worried about is actually, like, causing them to want to sign these people, but then they don't really want to get involved and deal with that reality of those people
but
having
complicated lives. But, like, you
got
to think about
it.
That's how we listening to. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I'm all for, like, all the other rap, like, when they be speaking, like, what this type of rap? What's
conscious rap? Like,
yeah, the conscious.
Woke rap?
Yeah, the conscious type of rap. Like, I'm all for, I really did support it, but, like, if I was to get in my car, I don't wanna like drag. I don't wanna like listen to that. Like,
right.
I wanna listen to some slide, you know. I wanna listen to some bump and shit. But, like, no disrespect to them. Like, but, like, I listen to them. But, like, it's just certain case. It's like different places and times for certain music.
Yeah,
you know. And, like, everyday basis, I gotta play the type of music that the wrong music.
Oh no, me too, for sure. I'm listening to some angry ass, aggressive street music for sure most of the time.
Like, it just be like this with me though. Like people should know, like right from wrong. People know right from wrong. You your own self. Like that's why I always tell people, be yourself, bro. Nobody, music, nothing should influence you. Cause I know. You see a lot of people in the subway. You see they be bumping to this shit. They don't let this shit influence them.
But is that a weird feeling to think that there's some fucking kid in the suburbs? Actually, probably some grown ass man that's listening to LL Choppa and he's out here fucking popping a Roxy and toting a 223. Probably not. Probably can't get a 223. But just people making crazy ass life decisions potentially because of the music they're listening to.
I ain't gonna lie. That's real. Like people do that off music. But that's just the type of impact music have. But that's why I wanted to make music for people that suffer from depression. Cause I know if I could get a motherfucker to shoot a motherfucker, I know I could get a motherfucker not to kill themselves. You hear me? That's how I'm trying to come. Yeah. I don't care what you do. You gotta kill them. Kill them. Don't do no unnecessary murders. If it's personal, kill him. Get him. If he did something, get him. But, bro, I want to be able to, when you down and low, when you putting that motherfucker to your head, I want to be able to, like, be able to make you put that hoe down. Bump to me.
You ever get that? You ever have fans come up to you and say, like, I probably wouldn't have made it if I didn't have your music?
Yeah, and it'd be shocking me because I'd be like, bro, you ain't even heard, like, the shit I'm finna give to you. Like, the shit I've been recording. Like, I got so many songs recorded. Like, you don't even know.
So you're in the studio all the time. Is that like important for you? You never to stay in that schedule.
Yeah. I barely sleep. I get 4 hours sleep a day.
Really?
4 or 3 hours.
Damn. So you just get in there and just cranking out a whole bunch of different songs every night.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Whatever the vibe is, I go with.
That's good to hear. That's the character
trait. You
gotta
stay busy.
You need that shit. Comfortable. That's good. Were you a TK fan before he got locked up?
Yeah. When he first came out, I was fucking with this shit.
That's like a really sad one in terms of the fact that we'll never get to see what he could have accomplished.
Yeah. This shit like, I just hope he get that appeal for. Like, I always try to find a positive inside a negative situation.
Right.
Hopefully he can get that appeal. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Because
it's a fucked up to send a 17-year-old kid to jail for 50 years when they admit that he wasn't the shooter. That seems crazy to me.
The people that was with him admitted it?
I think they all snitched on each other, and TK is the only one that didn't talk, and I'm pretty sure that he didn't fire the shot, even though they all conspired to like break in this dude's house.
I don't know, bro.
They had girls with them and shit. They're like robbing some dude and they got like a couple of different girls with them.
They had girls with them?
Yeah, like why?
Damn.
You don't think those girls are gonna talk? That's crazy.
You went wrong by having anybody with you.
Right. He was wild.
But like, yeah, like he was gonna have a wave, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Not even was. He is, bro. I feel like if he get an appeal, he could get out. And when that nigga get out, boy, show price gonna be $1 million or so. They gonna wanna hear that race.
I mean, if they let him out,
they gonna wanna hear that shit. Fuck a beat. Them fucking go dumb.
That's a fact. Is it? Are you team Free Kodak as well?
Yeah, Fram.
We need him back on the streets, right? 4 years without him, that's gonna be rough.
Fram. They trying to do, like, it just look like they just trying to do him dirty, Fram. I don't wish jail on no man.
That's real. Did you end up squashing that shit with Jack Boy about the clone comment or whatever?
Man, Jack Boy texted me. I made a post about Kodak. And I was like, I don't know if y'all seen Kodak, but I was like, they need to free Kodak. I was like, they doing the wrong or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he put a 100 on my story after this situation and shit. And I was like, I was on shit like, damn, like, when were you just into it? Like, when you just trying, like, but like, yeah, this shit squash for sure. I get it, yeah, it's squash.
That's good.
Kodak want me to do a song with him and shit, so.
Damn, he's gonna have jail albums. I didn't even think about that. Everybody always has jail albums when they go in for a while. That's crazy. So I saw this quote that you said that X was a prophet.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I feel like God sent certain people down, I feel like God sent certain people down to like help other people.
Mm.
To like just be there for them, help them get through something.
Mm-hmm. Did his music affect you, inspire you? Because it's probably a lot different than a lot of the other stuff that you listen to.
Yeah, it is a lot different. I've listened to his, and his music, when you describe his music, like it's like beautiful, really.
Mm.
That's just beautiful. He made beautiful music.
And he was somebody who came in the game making super aggressive turn-up music, got famous off that, and then went in a totally different direction in terms of really trying to do something more melodic and shit, which is kind of like what you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
It's interesting to show that it could work. Because I remember when X put out his first album, I was like, damn, like that was so ambitious, but I don't know if the fans are going to understand what the fuck he just did because it's so different than what he got known for.
And I ain't gonna lie, like, when he was, I never really bumped him. I never really listened to his music. But, like, when you start to realize, like, how much music can really affect, like, with your mood, I started to use music to try to help me mentally. And he was one of the first artists I, like, started to, like, pick up, started to listen to, you know. I think it's a song, I can't pronounce it. It's like Jocelyn. I can't think of it right now.
I forget. It's like all the words crammed together or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Right. I can't ID it by the melody.
I think it's called Jocelyn. Something like that. I know it's something like that, but like that joint, it was real. Like, it was a beautiful song.
Right.
It was like poetry.
That's what's up. It's nice to hear. Are you into the video game thing at all?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I be playing 2K20 and Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, really? Still in Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto
need a new one, right?
GTA 6, bro. Come on, bro. Like, what's up? I done had Grand Theft Auto since the time I got a whooping for having that motherfucker because I wasn't supposed to have it.
Your mom was pissed off when she realized how fucked up the game was?
Nah, but pause. Whoop the shit out of me. Because I snuck and bought the
That's a game that could really inspire somebody to break the law.
I think so.
Oh, hell yeah. All those carjackings and shit.
I think so. Because like when I was little, like about seven or eight, I used to go over my cousin's house, where my play cousin's house, and like Quindarius, we just play Grand Theft Auto. I ain't gonna lie, me and Quindarius, we just do bad shit with my cousin.
Yeah. You usually ever go just like steal a car as an 8-year-old?
Did I steal a guy at 8?
I mean, that's what Grand Theft Auto was kind of all about.
Hell no.
That's good.
I was scared to drive, man.
Hell yeah. I thought you were about to tell us a story about just stealing your mom's car or something.
Nah.
You never did that?
My God, I ain't gonna lie for my deuce. Shit.
You kind of scared of her wrath, even as a grown man?
She crazy. Hell, I'm not stealing her damn car.
But has that relationship changed now? Because you're the one bringing in all the money. Can your mom still 100% tell you what to do?
Yeah, but like, I'm hard-headed, fool. Like, I'm just hard-headed in general. I've been hard-headed.
She taught you to be like that?
I don't think she taught me to be like that, but I think she's glad that I grew up like this because I wouldn't be here if I weren't hard-headed.
Right.
I feel like you got to be hard-headed. You got to test your waters.
Mm.
Motherfucker, like, you not hard-headed, motherfucker can tell you anything. That's no real. Kevin, you gonna rock and roll with it. Motherfucker say, hey, bro, here go to Iraq, you gonna play tennis. If you say, yeah, you know, I'm finna play it. But if you hard-headed, you gonna be like, playing this bullshit. You know, I don't wanna play this.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not hard-headed, you're gonna go through experiences where people take advantage of you to the point where you're gonna have to learn to be very, very careful with what you go into.
I was hard head out the womb. It was just hard head. Like, my head was hard as fuck. Stamped. She's like, amen to that. Stamped. I was hard head out the womb.
That's good though. I hope if I have a kid, like I want him to definitely come out the type to like not take any shit.
Yeah, I want my son a thugger.
That'll make your whole life a lot easier. You definitely don't want to pop out a kid and have him be some dumbass.
Oh God. Little dumbass child.
Yeah. Can I ask you about that dance, the chicken?
Chicken. Yeah, hard. I can't do that right now.
You don't even do that shit? Do you ever have to like, is it hard though when you have to like put out this crazy ass amount of energy with the dancing and shit and you're not necessarily always in that mood?
My hell yeah, like when I do features, bro, this one, this
and they
one
all
thing
want you to do it.
They be wanting me to do it so much, they're like, bro, do the little thing, the little thing, like the little thing you do. You know, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't feel like doing
you
it.
You got a sore throat, you're only 3 hours sleep.
Yeah,
man.
You know, sometimes I don't be feel like just. Like, it's me, because my natural personality, this like how I be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't be feeling like this is for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? This show to turn up.
Yeah.
This how I really just be for.
The chicken's the best dancer.
That shit funny.
I just seen Blueface put it on his Instagram and was shutting out. Because Blackboy was the first person I seen a dude do it in his video, and then I seen dudes doing it in your video,
too.
Yeah,
they grew up together.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they grew up together.
I'm all about the chicken. I think I can actually do that. I thought the fool was just geeking off some pills or something, and then he just couldn't control himself.
Yeah, no.
I was like, that's what the E-pills is like in Memphis?
Yeah, no.
Word. So I watched this trailer for this like documentary type video that you got coming out. Tell us about that.
It's like a little short film I got coming out with my EP. You know, you're going to see a little bit of a little act inside of me, I guess.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Is that something you want to do as you...
Hey, I want to make a movie, bro. No script. Straight freestyle.
Really?
Fuck it. Yeah, this should be live.
Damn, I'm down for that. I need a role.
Yeah.
I could be like the fucking bro, old it could white be like dude a
house,
crack.
It could be like a house party turned into a haunted house for like, a lot of famous folks. My shit be live in here. I could pull some folks together. We could get Stunner. I could pull a Dirk in there.
You still cool with Stunner? I was gonna ask that.
Stunner, my nigga.
Okay.
Block gotta be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Rotary's gotta be in there. Who else could? Damn, this is why I hate doing it.
These are all gonna be different people in the movie in the haunted house.
Yep, in the haunted house.
All right.
But I'm gonna be the devil. I'm gonna be the haunted nigga.
We haven't had a good scary ass like Halloween type movie in a long time.
Bro,
you know?
God, all of them old. All of them is the old moves. I'm gonna make a live, man. It's gonna be a comedy haunted house though.
That's real. Like scary movie. It's been a long time since that shit.
Yeah. It's gonna be like a scary movie.
Well, we got a new business venture already lined up. What are you thinking on this EP though? Like how important is this to you? Because it is like you're one rapper that's like too established for when you go on Apple Music. It's just like no project.
Yeah, I feel like it's very important for me like right now because I got an album coming out next year. I feel like this is going to be the appetizer to it. Like, this is what's going to lead up to, you know what I'm saying, the big kicker, you know? So I feel like this EP is important, so this is why I picked these certain songs to be on there that I feel like my fans going to fuck with.
Hell yeah. That's good news. Well, hi, man. I'm a big fan. I appreciate you coming
for sure.
In.
So appreciate you.
It's been a long time in the making because I feel like the fans, you're like one of the top dudes that they got to hear from.
I am, for sure. Facts. I'm glad I checked in. I've been wanting to do this, you know, gang.
Appreciate it, G. NLE Choppa, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.